And tonight with me in the studio, I have two fine fellas from the Youngers. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah. Tell us who we're talking to. Let the folks know.
Well, this is Todd Notabartolo. I'm a lead singer, guitarist. I play lap steel and mandolin and do a good majority of the songwriting. And
I'm Matt Thren, and I play guitar, and I people watch when we perform live.
That's the best. You get to see a lot.
People watching is fun.
Yeah, just don't make any funny faces. Hey, all right, folks. We're going to have some music from these folks here tonight. They're going to be at Godfrey Daniels this Saturday, so this what a better time to get you all come in here and play some music live. Do we have a new album yet?
Well, we have a newer album, but we're working on releasing the newest record next summer.
Great.
Not next summer. Next year, I believe. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That'd be 2020.
Yeah, we had hoped to put it out in 2019, but we want to get a bunch of things tied up and do it in 2020.
Sounds good.
So, and Saturday, it'll be four of us Saturday, so not just the two of us. So
I figured as much.
It'll be full band.
Great. You want to just dive right into something right here, right?
Sure,
off the top?
Sure. We did a record with Johnny Cash's son back in 2008, and that record was called Heritage. And this song here that we're going to do was recorded for that record. This one's called Truck Driving Man. And I wrote this song. At the time I wrote this song, I was living with my parents, and my dad is a retired truck driver and for 30 years. And he came home one day, and he was just having a bad day, and I kind of took that and wrote this song. So this one's called The Truck Driving Man.
Alrighty, The Youngers on WDIY.
Yeah. truck driving man.
The Youngers, WDIY 88.1. All right, I do like that. What's that guitar you're playing?
This one right here?
Yeah.
This is a guitar that's a really affordable instrument, actually, called a Lore. And it's a really pretty acoustic guitar, and it was not expensive at all. And, you know, I'm a believer that nowadays you can get a really amazing instrument without spending, you know, an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous instrument. I love the way it feels. It's very comfortable to play. It's nice and light.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty guitar.
It's probably named after the famous guitar maker, Lloyd Lore.
Yeah, the designer from Gibson. It kind of has that Gibson kind of vibe. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Todd, you've got a...
I'm playing a good old-fashioned Martin. So.
Very nice. Right here in Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is a HD28 Vintage Series model. It's actually a 12-fret model.
So. There's a handful of our listeners that are interested in this.
Yeah, hey, stuff. You know what? I could talk about it all night long.
Hey, yeah, we could listen.
I love that guitar that Todd has, that Martin. That thing is just a cannon. It's a great guitar.
Full body. Boom.
Yeah.
So I heard a little bit of when you were coming in. You know, folks, musicians live double lives sometimes. We do more than just play music, you know. And so
very true.
So sometimes, you know, we work full-time jobs and we do other stuff during the course of the day. You want to just talk a little bit? Just tell us a little bit of background on what y'all do?
Sure. Well, I think what you might be kind of alluding to, the listeners at home can't see the eyebrow raised when she was saying that, but so I'm sitting here in a suit because I am an attorney, and probably shouldn't go into too much detail about the cases that I was involved in today, but I was in court, and it was a long, long
day.
Let me just say that. I was in court in Plymouth meeting in My day started early this morning and ended right before this radio show. Mm-hmm.
So. And Todd, what was your day like?
I'm full-time dad. So
as I assumed.
Child at home that's not feeling so good. She's got a little cold, so if she's listening, I hope she's feeling better.
There you go.
I also work in the circuit board manufacturing. I work, they build circuit boards. So
there you go.
If I could add just one little thing to that, Todd is a dad to two beautiful little girls, and his wife Arwen. I'm sure they're listening at home, and they're just a wonderful family. And my wife Becky and I are expecting our first child, and she's listening at home right now, and we're going to be having a little boy pretty soon.
Yes.
So I'm very, very excited for that. So coming soon in 2020, not just a new Youngers album, but maybe a new Younger.
There you go. We're looking for backup singers and stuff. So
yeah. You know, I've been talking about this recently with some friends as a mother of a couple of young men who are probably right around, maybe a little bit younger than you both. It's interesting to watch. When you cross over that age threshold and you become a daddy, you're no longer just a young guy. You're just no longer a guy out there playing music. Your responsibilities change.
Yes.
Did you feel that? Was that a profound effect on you?
Yeah, I think so.
Pass that on.
Your priorities totally change,
yeah,
you know.
I'm sure. You know, it's interesting. One of the things about this band is you know, we're called the Youngers, and our bass player, Randy, who's not with us here tonight, always makes the joke that the name the Youngers sounded a lot better when we came up with it about 20 years ago. And that's the truth, that this band is in its 20th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And I've only been in the band for about 6 years, and of course, you know, age-wise, I'm the youngest Younger, which I like to point out whenever possible.
It's funny, because I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was, I believe, 23 when I met the bass player, Randy, and I'm 43 now. So I was getting nostalgic there. Where does the time go? It goes fast.
And speaking of fatherhood, our drummer, Bruce, is also not with us tonight. He just became a grandfather within the last few days.
Yeah.
There's babies everywhere.
It happens.
Well, and it's cool that we have a pretty diverse age group within the band, and I think our audience demographic kind of tends to reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The audience, and probably the tone of the songs too, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think it helps. I think I've witnessed that myself. Yeah.
I think there's an evolution with writing. You know, as you get older too, you write differently. You get better. You know, hopefully.
The people that blow my mind are the ones that are still playing punk in their 60s. I mean, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the opposite, a 19-year-old who writes a song that has the maturity of an old man.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's hear another song.
No Money. Why don't
sure.
we do that?
Sure.
So this next song we're going to do was written for the latest record we have out called Picture of You. And, you know, when you first put a record out, you have to pick a single, kind of. Well, it used to be that way, but we picked one, but it turned out that this song was the one that a lot of people related to the most.
I think so,
absolutely. It's it was kind of like the unanticipated hit from that record. I guess everybody can relate to having no money.
Right, which,
for better or worse.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay, so this one's called No Money.
All right.
Are harder than ever before. I got the man in black creeping round my back door. 20 years to go on my bank loan, trying to buy a house I'll never really own. Coming up snake eyes every time I roll those bones. No money, no money.
beat down a man with the stroke of a pen by dawn. Blood from a stone, that's what they take. They squeeze it to death until the damn thing breaks. The more you work, the more they're gonna make. No money, no money. Down on my luck in the land of milk and honey. Everywhere I turn, no money. No money, no money. Down on my luck in the land of milk and honey. Everywhere I turn, no money. I said everywhere I turn, no money.
Listening to Live from Godfrey Daniels on WDIY 88.1. I'm Dina Hall, and my guests tonight in the studio, the Youngers, are here playing music for us right here in advance of their upcoming show. So we've got this show at Godfrey Daniels on Saturday night.
Yeah, we're really pumped up about that.
Yeah, you guys have been playing there for a number of years, right?
Yeah, you know, when I first started out writing songs and stuff, Godfrey's was one of the first places I ever went to in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been a lifelong fan of that place ever since then. It's got a great energy. You really connect with the crowd. It's just, I kind of put all the other places against it, you know, when I'm booking shows or playing shows. Godfrey's is just at the top of the list for me, so.
It's true, and you know, this will be my third time performing at Godfrey's, and the previous two were both, of course, with the Youngers. And for whatever reason, there's just something about playing there that I feel like it just draws the best out of us as musicians. It's the fact that the audience is so attentive. They're not distracted. It's not a bar. There's no TV with football or anything like that. It's really just a great music venue, and the moments that you end up creating there are just some of the best.
It's about you, the people, and the music. And you're for a little bit of space and time, you're all there together, and you're all kind of working together to create. There's a vibe. I don't know. I can't describe it.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And, you know, yes. Every time we play there, we try to do something a little different to the set. And, like, this weekend, we kind of are planning on doing more of an acoustic thing. I play lap steel. We're going to be introducing that and some mandolin. And our bass player typically plays electric bass. He's going to be bringing out his upright. So
yeah.
we're always trying to do something and push ourselves a little bit more for the audience that's coming. You know?
Find that it's a space where you can take, I don't want to say take more risks, but you can bring something out that you feel that you really think is special and you want people to hear it and recognize it.
Yeah.
And in another place that you might, it might feel good to you, but nobody really noticed.
Sure,
that.
We kind of treat it as a little bit of like a one-off, like we want to do something different for the audience than what you would normally see at a Younger show. But speaking of taking risks, you know, the last time we played there, we did the first set acoustic, and there's a moment that will always stand out to me. It's just one of the strangest, happiest accidents that I've ever had on the guitar. And we recorded the show, and I like to go back and listen to it because it just makes me chuckle every single time. We were playing a song of ours called
Big
Old Freight Train. Yeah, and I was taking a solo, and I don't know what happened. Something, I must have, you know, my brain got scrambled somehow, and I got completely turned around and had no idea where I was in the song. And for whatever reason, I all of a sudden became, you know, Ornette Coleman or something like that, and just started playing random notes in like a free jazz kind of style. And it should not have worked at all. It should have sounded absolutely terrible. And yet, for some reason, it was like probably the single coolest thing I ever did on a guitar. It was amazing. I love listening back to it because that doesn't even sound like me. It doesn't even sound like something I'm capable of because I'm not. It was just a pure accident. Yeah. But that was the magic of Godfrey
Daniels.
That's
true.
Plus the banner that you can get, when you're performing there too. You can get like with the crowd. Yeah. There's a back and forth. You can sit there and actually almost have a conversation and get some fun stuff going sometimes. So it's really an experience for anybody who's never been there. I'd highly recommend.
Being a
part of it.
Me too. All right, so we're gonna bring this all around. We're gonna get in another song for you. So this is this Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
This Saturday, 8 o'clock. Yes.
Godfrey Daniels. You can find that information on godfreydaniels.org. Now, what is the Youngers website?
It's theyoungers.com.
And you are on the social media channels that...
We're on all of it, and we accept all kind of friends. And anybody who wants to be our friend, we would love to have you, please. So help spread the word, and it's going to be a good time.
Good. Cool. All right. Well, let's get another song in there.
All right. Well, why don't we do something from an upcoming release that we're going to put out in next year? I keep saying next summer, but that's probably not. It's next year. So
you're listening to Live from Live, Godfrey Daniels, WDIY 88.1, The Youngers.
Thank you.
I want to be.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Berks Arts Council presenting the 3rd Annual Reading Blues Festival, November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, featuring Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, Vanessa Collier, Robin Ford, Mindy Abair and the Bone Shakers, Deanna Bogart, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, John Primer, and more, November 22nd through November 24th, primarily at the Doubletree by Hilton Redding. For tickets, Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or online at readingbluesfest.com.
All right. My guests in the studio this evening have been the Youngers, and we're just about done here with them. Guys, anything you want to mention while we take this out of here?
Not anything else.
Well, we just appreciate everybody listening to us. We always love doing these kind of radio things. It's a unique experience, and radio is such a cool thing. And we recently submitted our entry to the Tiny Desk concert contest that they had for NPR, and we didn't win, but it was so much fun, and we got a cool video out of it. So check it out; it's on YouTube, and I think there's links to it on our website. And we've gotten to play in the studio for a couple different radio shows, and so we just really appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. We're pleased with that. All righty, show is Saturday, 8 p.m., Godfrey Daniels, The Youngers. All right, give us some more music.
Sure. This one is a little instrumental. This one's called Pikeville.